Hello, everybody. Welcome to From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. I trust you picked up one of these programs when you walked in. There's not going to be a procession, but there is a processional hymn, so let us stand together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light.
The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it.
On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father.
For to us a child is born. To us a son is given.
In him was life, and that life was the light of men.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing to the Lord, praise His name. Proclaim His salvation day after day.
Declare His glory among the nations. His marvelous deeds among all peoples.
For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared among all gods.
For all the the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the sea resound, and all that is in it. Sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his truth. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen.
In those days, a decree went on from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered.
This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria.
And all went to be registered, each to his own town.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David.
To be registered with Mary, his own betrothed, who was with child.
Thank you.
the time came for her to give birth.
And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in an inn.
There were shepherds in the field keeping watch over their flock by night.
And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear.
And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for I behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord."
Thank you.
And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. These are the signs that you shall mark, the swaddling clothes and manger dark. There you will find the infant laid, by whom the heavens and earth were made.
Suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
Oh. away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby lying in a manger.
And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart.
And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you that of your mercy and compassion you caused your Son to become incarnate. And through him, you redeemed us from sin and everlasting death. We beseech you, enlighten our hearts by your Holy Spirit that we may ever be thankful for such grace and comfort ourselves thereby in all tribulation and temptation, and at last obtain eternal salvation. Through the same your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. Amen. We continue now with hymn 380. Thank you all for being here. The children are over in the courtyard where they've got some refreshments over there. And so anything else that I need to add? All right. Thank you very much, everyone.